So let's make this really simple. It's really simple. Words are the hologram. Words are the hologram. Words are the creation. Words, Jesus spoke it into existence. He is the Logos Word. Right? So anytime a builder builds something, it points back to his handiwork. Jesus is the Word. They speak words in heaven. And John the Revelator could understand them. And the same words spoken in heaven are the same words spoken on earth because he could understand them. There's higher concepts in heaven, I'm sure, but the basics are this. What connects heaven and earth? The Holy Spirit. The body of Christ, the saints. And what else? Words. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So words are important. Life and death in the power of the tongue. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Words reveal everything. Words are powerful. Words will outlast the earth plane. Words will outlast the earth plane. If they're speaking words in heaven, holy, 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 a new heaven, a new earth, is even words are going to even outlast the present situation. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, but there's going to be words. Right now, encoded in every word, every sentence, every object, is the flesh versus the spirit. Roadrunner versus Wally Coyote. So on the left-hand side, usually, it's not always true, but for the most part, on the left-hand side represents the flesh. You go through the cross. The letter T is the cross. The letter G is the cross. The letter C goes back to the cross. So in the middle of a word is usually a V or T or a C or a G. C is agape, a rich man chasing a poor man down to give him charity. The letter V is cut, like a knife. It looks like a knife for a reason. Letter T is cross. The letter G is Golgotha. It is finished. So on the left-hand side of a word, you got the prefix. On the right-hand side, you got the suffix. On the left-hand side, it's actually like a prediction or towards, going towards something. What are you going towards? The cross. On the right-hand side, it's your state of being, who you are. I-N-G, N-G. E-D is the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit. So on the left-hand side is towards, pro, pre, pushing you towards the cross. What Jesus is the middleman. Jesus is the middle God-man. And so the middleman is the cross. D-I-V-I-D. So D-I is divide. V is the cross, the cutting. If you take the letter V, the symbol going down and the part of it going up, you split it, you have to put a T in there. Anytime you do math where you separate something, there has to be something added. So you separate the V, you get a down symbol, a T, and an up symbol. D-I-V with the plus in the middle of it. ID, your identity. Divide, and the E is the spirit. E is a spirit, the spirit. The spirit comes back to dwell the saints. So that's your time travel. So DI is down, divided. V represents the cross. ID is your identity. So you have to go through the cross to get your identity. You have to run to Jesus to get your identity. And you receive the Holy Spirit, the letter E. So E is spirit. That's the hidden hand. The letter E is the hidden hand of all reality. If you do your alphabet, you'll hear the letter E when you speak the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. The letter E is the hidden hand. It's encoded in the whole alphabet. You might say, what about the letter I? Spell it out. E-Y-E. This sounds like I, your I. Every dot and every cross. You dot every I and you cross every T. When God wrote the alphabet, he didn't play games. Every dot and every cross every T has a cross member. Every I has a dot. The dot matrix is the blood of his cross. That's what you're in. You're in a dot matrix. The blood of his cross. And so this dot matrix is written. It is written. And you're playing out in a 3D. So everything is a word. You're a character in the word. Your body's just 3D clay. God is writing on the tablet of your heart. I mean, there's so many verses, and there's so many. Even I showed you in Psalm 119. I mean, 16:19 verse. But anyway, it talks about you were written in the womb. God wrote you. All your inner parts were written. It's all written. It's all scribed, scribbled. 3D is like, compared to the spirit realm, 3D is Klaytoh land. It's like a cartoon. This is cartoon land. Most people around you have no truth. They're narcissistic. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. They're liars. They're con artists. They don't keep their word. They're just full of shit. This is what most people are. They're just full of it. They're lazy. They lie. They want to blame. They're looking for a baby daddy, or they're looking for some men are looking just for a woman who works. And they don't have to work. I mean, they're mooching off their mom or their daddy. They couldn't get up and do anything by themselves. They're zombies. I mean, you're surrounded by zombies because they have no truth. No wonder the Jewish people call people goyim, because they have no spirit. They have no inner knowledge. You know, and the stuff that I'm telling you, if a rabbi said it, you'd say, "Oh, listen to what this rabbi says." And I'm saying more than the rabbi, because I've decoded the source. I'm saying more than the rabbis. I've decoded it down to source using the Bible and pointing back to Jesus, the blood of his cross. But if a rabbi came up with one letter and divided a letter up, you would say, "Oh, look at this rabbi. He's great. Look what he did. He took this letter and he showed you the deeper meaning." I'm showing you the deeper meaning to everything, the whole alphabet. But it's hard for you to believe. But if a rabbi says it about one letter, and somebody tries to show you all the alphabet, and not only that, everything around you, why is that so hard to believe? Why can't you believe that? Because the gifts were just limited to the Old Testament, because your pastor told you that. Because you haven't come face to face with somebody with the gift. You think it's fake. How can I make this stuff up when it's right in front of you? It's so obvious. It's right in front of you. Well, how did you see it? And I can't, because I was serious. I gave up everything to see it. I wanted the truth. I wanted to know the whole truth. I gave up everything to see it. How bad do you want the truth? How bad do you want to be free? How bad do you want it? You know? How bad do you want something? If that's all you're focused on, you're going to get it. I want the source code truth. What is going on? I'm missing something. Lord, help me. I'm just going to sit here and stare at this wall till I get it. And he says, it's right in front of you. 6 months later, Lord, I'm still sitting here staring at this wall. What am I missing? I don't get it. He said, it's right in front of you. 2 months later, I said, I still don't see it. And then one day, just the Shekinah glory showed up and showed it to me. I was so ignorant, but I kept knocking and asking and seeking. And finally, it all got downloaded. What do you mean download? I never heard that word. That sounds like something that a new age word or something you see on the movie The Matrix. Yeah, I got downloaded the information straight from God. Not some man, not some human, not some book, not some teacher. God taught me. Well, I don't believe it. Words are the hologram, imagination, image birthing, image nation. Believe it. Your imagination bursts every day. You're in a repeat. You're not in a linear time thing. You're in a loop. If you don't see that the sun resets every day and the moon and the same, you get up every day and I say to somebody, I say, do you feel like the same day's happening over and over? And they say, yeah. And I say, you know why? They say, why? I say, because it is.